All right, ladies, let's do this. This is our 32nd episode of Cinema Dumpster. Yeah, we've done 32 episodes of this. We're not getting any better as time goes on either.
No.
Well, you know, that's all right. You know, do what we can. This week, we watched the 1987 film Miami Connection. Let's just go ahead and get right into this one. I enjoyed it. Parts of it.
God, that bass line is still good.
All right, Cinema Dumpster, episode 32. We're going to get up there to, in no time, we'll be at 50, bro. Hopefully it'll be a good one by then.
Odds are 1 in 3 that it will be.
So, Miami Connection was this, it was Gabe's pick this week. This movie came out in 1987. Since its release, well, I'd read some reviews where it was like, people were saying this is like the worst movie they'd ever seen. But obviously it's gained quite a cult following because of how bad it is, or not bad, depending on how you view it. Did you like this movie?
I like shit like that. It's fucking completely horrific.
The acting. I wasn't in the right mood for it, but I don't know. It was kind of the good bad stuff, but it was more bad than good.
It had some really good bad stuff in it, in my opinion. I'm gonna have to disagree with you there, because like the whole thing. Let's get right into the synopsis here. So a martial arts rock band goes up against a band of motorcycle ninjas.
But they don't tell you they're orphans as well.
Yeah, it was fucking so bizarre.
Goddamn. Okay, go.
The motorcycle ninjas who have tightened their grip on Florida's narcotics trade. And you're right about that, though. And they only mention that once. And the only time that they get mentioned that they're all orphans and they've lived in the same family, they never bring it back up again.
No.
Like, nobody ever says, well, they sound like they all had different parents growing up, even. It's weird, like...
Well, my parents are from Italy, and my parents are from Israel.
That exactly. is, like, the I'm worst... From Korea. They found, like, the most fugly person of everyone's race they could find, and threw him in the movie.
Right, and not only that, but...
It was horrific.
Even if they were all orphans, like...
I can understand why they were orphans now. When they seen with the adult modern come, then they had the right idea just ditching this thing.
Like, oh, God, let's get rid of these group of weirdos. I think that weirdos.
One with the mustache probably was born with that haircut.
Oh, yeah.
But that fucking Jerry Curl mullet thing going on.
He had that
classic.
That
was a fucking epic haircut.
Do you know what I know the sad, freaky part about it? Is he and the chick singer...
Yeah.
Wrote all the music for this stuff.
Did they?
Yes.
I love the music.
All the music. There's that creepy curly haired dude.
Dude, I will take all the Nudist Colony of the Dead songs over these songs 1,000 times out of 1,000.
Yeah, but Nudist Colony of the Dead songs are in a different level of awesome. This and these are great.
They're playing it so straight.
Yeah.
Dude, it's so bad.
They're playing it exactly straight. Where a Nudist Colony of the Dead was supposed to be a joke.
Well, even the title track to Nudist Colony, though, that was like a legit song.
Well, these are legit songs in this movie.
No, they weren't.
Yeah, I like all the foreshadowing and all the songs,
dude,
too.
Friends.
Yes, I didn't record it.
Friends.
It's so good, dude. It reminded me of that movie with those two muscle bros. Those
Double Trouble.
Like...
The Barbarian Brothers.
Exactly. Where they're babysitting that kid in that one movie, and he's like, we're best friends forever. While they're playing basketball and shit, dude. That movie's so fucking awesome. We should do one of those movies, because we haven't. But anyway, so the movie opens with the text, somewhere in Miami, and there's a bunch of thugs that are hanging around with guns.
Anybody
waiting for
know
a
why
deal?
Exactly it was called the Miami Connection?
Because
the fact
in
like
Miami.
Part of it was in Miami, the other part was in Orlando. Like, wasn't like this big Miami theme.
I think movie. It was just. I think the thought process is just that there was a lot of drugs in the '80s happening
in
Miami.
Yeah, true.
And so it was just like that.
That makes sense.
Then you just take some ninjas because they were popular in the '80s,
and then some Taekwondo band members.
Yeah,
that actually have Taekwondo on the back of their shit.
Yeah.
Like you go see every single
one. Well,
that's
what their band was.
Yeah, but
their band was
karate.
Like the backdrop, and they did like a bunch of fucking Taekwondo in the front as like a stage show.
Oh, yeah. But
and,
the
like,
ninjas.
He stuck his toes up people's nose and shit.
The ninjas, though.
Repeatedly.
then they also had to be bikers just to make them more 80s and bad. Like, let's make them bikers and ninjas. Biker ninjas. And that did actually spark. I'm like,
that was some next level shit right there, for sure. What was
the thought process there?
That was everyday life in the fucking Little Havana, my friend.
Yeah, apparently.
Biker ninjas.
They should have made them communists. Jerry Curl too.
Communist biker ninjas.
Socialist biker ninjas.
There you go. There's all these people. They're at a drug deal, obviously, and they're waiting for people to show up. And we see the bikers show up. But then we don't see the bikers show up to the actual drug deal. But then all of a sudden we see the ninjas scampering through the bushes. They're like, just
they're trying to do this really. They're really clumsily trying to like recreate Ninja Scroll shit.
Yeah, it's really weird. But then we have the drug deal going down between these two gangsters, and they have that classic scene where you always see in any sort of drug deal movie that still happens to this day, where there's like
taste the drugs.
There's a bag of coke, and somebody puts a knife in it. They've just flip a knife out, put the knife in the coke.
And they never snort it. They always lick it off a knife. Yeah.
No, because they're trying to do business, and they don't get high on their own supply, bro.
You just fucking have to make still sure get high if you put it in your mouth.
Just saying, they're trying to be professional.
Dirty old man told you.
No, I've put it on my gums. There's a reason you put it on your gums.
Put it on my dick. Before you know it, the entire drug deal is interrupted with a ninja star to the fucking neck. And all hell breaks loose. Did you see this ninja star fly out of nowhere? And the gangsters just shooting into the woods, freaking out. And they
immediately, as soon as they start hearing the fucking death throes of that dude, with the Uzi just starts popping off into the woods. Like,
I don't give a shit.
It could be my friend.
I don't care.
And not only that, but they're so nonchalant about it. Yeah. They're just like standing there, just like shooting their guns. Like, no surprise. I mean, it's really top-notch acting by everybody in this movie. Especially the main characters, which we'll get to.
Marcus.
So the leader tries to make a escape with the cash and the drugs. The leader of one of the drug dealer gangs, and he gets fucking handled by the main ninja in white. He gets axed across
the head. These had to be the fucking worst gangsters of all time, because these were easily the worst ninjas of all time. Because they just got beat down by a gang of fucking half-assed Taekwondo fucking
orphans.
Yeah, it's like five dudes, and they're all like, they say they're black belts, but I'm pretty sure all those dudes were like yellow belts. And like,
I'm pretty sure I saw a yellow belt at one of the shows. Because they do wear all regalia while they play.
They wear full-on regalia while the band plays.
Well, I guess only Mark was the one that was supposed to be, he's a black belt in Taekwondo, and he's... It's going to deserve special
Mark treatment. Is the Asian orphan, right?
It's his vanity project.
So there's that.
He's the writer director. Hey, fucking,
what's your problem?
Wait, no, but then the Asian orphan, he's their like Mark. Sensei.
Yeah.
Okay, then there's the tall, skinny nerd who's also a black belt. Yeah. And then they have the insecure about himself drummer.
This whole movie.
Yeah.
The drummer's the one that, like, his parents are from Israel, and he's like,
yeah,
he's a pussy. He doesn't want to fight, and he wants to haul ass.
And then we have the black orphan who
I'm just gonna say this is a white orphan with black face.
No,
this guy was so
overdone.
I don't know how the hell it wasn't gay as fuck. They found a guy that made the dude Lamar from fucking Revenge of the Nerds looks like George Clooney. Awesome. Dude, I don't know. That guy is so weird and so messed up on so many levels.
His acting was really off too. And then we have the mullet guy. And I think that's all the brothers.
He didn't. Yeah, mullet guy is the well. And then there's the chick that's in the band too. Yeah, but she's not part of the orphan crew though.
She's just fucking orphans.
Yeah, and her brother's like the leader of the fucking leader of the.
Yeah, Jeff. We'll get to Jeff in a little bit. So
Jeff, Mark.
Yeah,
all these badass names.
Who gives a Tony Montana-esque performance in this movie?
Exactly. So the ninjas, they break up the drug deal, and they go back to their dojo and, you know, decide, like, where's the money? And they give the leader the money, and they're like, yes. And so then after we get the dojo scene, we get the opening credits. So I'm going to go ahead and play the beginning of this because I did like this audio here. So we'll go ahead and just listen to it. Maybe not the whole thing, we'll see.
Thank you.
just recapping the whole front of the movie.
Yeah, that's like all that all the songs did. Like, we're best friends or we're ninjas, and like we stole cocaine.
That's what I like. That's why I really like the songs actually. It's because they all had like so much foreshadowing. They basically were telling you exactly what was happening.
So that way you didn't have to really pay attention.
It was kind of. I think the Matt and Trey Parker modeled most of their songs in their fucking movies after like
stuff like this. Yeah, no, yeah. You're probably right. Like
everything gets done faster in the montage.
Exactly. I liked it. I liked the whole intro scene. There's like a. Kung Fu going on this whole time. They're breaking bricks and
dude, this is Taekwondo. Do not fucking sully Kung Fu.
Why do they name? But why do they have to put their fighting style on the back of their fucking?
Because nobody knew what fucking Taekwondo was. Because it's like fucking.
It's putting in karate across the back. This is like a generic term for fucking.
You think what's his name? Seagal would rock a. You don't think that Seagal would rock a jersey that said Aikido on the back? Aikido champion? He would, totally.
Oh my god.
But that didn't even say champion. It just said whatever the hell
Taekwondo.
Taekwondo. Yeah. Then you know when you come across that guy that he knows Taekwondo, so be careful.
But all them bitches are in the same crew. He ain't telling no one else that knows. It's like five of them.
They're just repping their shit, man. That's all there is to it.
That black guy can't fight with a shitty.
Yeah. And that's what's weird.
I didn't even understand how the time. Yeah, I don't get it.
None of them could.
No, a couple of them
could. Even the black guy never was beating anyone's ass. He was just getting thrown.
The tall, skinny guy.
He punched a couple people in the face. I saw it.
The tall, skinny guy and the Asian guy were the main two guys that were fighting the whole time. Because I think they were supposed to be the main characters. So
yeah,
that's what they
focused. He was the one that was dating the sister of the drug guy. Yeah.
Yep, exactly. So the bikers show up to this club, and this is when we get to see Dragon Sound, their band. This is the Taekwondo guys, are a protagonist of the film. Their band is just rocking out, and the song is fucking so awesome. This is the Friends Forever. I didn't grab the song. I should have, but we get this line: "Friends forever. We will be friends forever. We are best friends. You got a friend in me."
That's like all they did was read like the fucking titles of other songs and just mashed them together.
It's just like they said "friend" like every other word. So they're being really friendly in this song, apparently. The whole thing is based off of.
And they talk about like honor, trust, and like some other like virtue.
And the brother does not like this.
Yeah, and the brother Jeff. He's
like, what happened to
he's as comfortable while
my favorite track stabbed me in the back because I'm a ruthless drug dealer. That's my favorite song.
Essentially, and his sister's on stage with them.
Yeah,
she doesn't perform at all at this.
No, she's dancing. This one, yeah,
but she's
still hooking her way into the band.
And he's like super pissed. The main Asian cartel guy, the ninja in white, is like, is your sister supposed to be here? And he's like not happy about it. He's like, no, she wasn't supposed to be here. And he's like pissed about it.
Jeff is as comfortable inside of a pinstripe suit as he is his full camo pants
exactly.
And shirt. He cruises around with his cross trainers.
I love every album they put that dude in. And I know something else that I noted that cracked me up is that the band, like while they were playing on stage, like I think I've seen
there was no strings on some of this.
I think I've seen Muppets from the Muppet Show actually playing their instruments better than these totally. Actors did. Like, I really have, and
dude,
it was
who is
so
the
bad.
Worst? Fucking
the Asian guy was the worst.
Asian guy and the fucking like, the actual.
Well,
fucking,
see the Asian guy for parts of it, like he wouldn't even play an instrument. He would just like do. He would just do Taekwondo.
Usually he was fucking just strumming along. I swear to God, there was no strings on that thing.
He did this weird thing where he thought he was playing the bass, and he was just, like, picking at it and, like, being all weird. He was treating it like a like food you might thought have got dropped on the floor. That's how he was treating his guitar, like, just poking at it. It was really weird.
It looked weird.
It was also so
weird.
I liked it. I loved it, though. From there, I was sold. I'm like, okay, I am gonna enjoy this. And, then we go back to the University of Central Florida, and the girl that was dancing on stage, she's working on some high-tech stuff at this, you know, she's in college in the school. The instructor, for some reason, tells us that they're in some sort of computer programming.
Nice circle.
No, and they did such a good job.
Exactly. And it never comes back to any of this. And her name is Jane, and when he goes over to Jane, he's like, that's a nice circle. Exactly like you said. Like, So she programmed a circle, and he's like, "Ah, oh, man, it's my favorite circle today." And the tall skinny guy, I can't remember what his name is, the super lanky weird Let's hero guy.
Name him now.
Yeah, Waldo. So Waldo shows up and he's like does all those weird things to try to get her out of the room. He's like, come hang. It's the most one of the most awkward he's like scenes I've ever seen.
Blowjobs and fucking.
Yeah, it's really fucking bizarre, right?
You know, donkey show.
Yeah, and so. She's like, ah, and she goes out there with him. It's kind of like an anime, almost. Like, if you've ever seen Japanese animation, where it's like, well, whatever. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
And so, yeah. And so then they start walking through the campus together, and he asks some questions about her family, and we get this.
Oh, hi, Mark.
About your family. Do you have any family right now? I haven't met anybody yet.
Well, I have a brother, as a matter of fact. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be going to this nice school and staying in the nice dorm I'm staying in.
It's really nice of him.
Except for one thing. I don't really like him.
What? You don't like your own brother? Why?
Well, I can't really explain it. I just don't like him.
What about your parents?
Well, they were divorced when I was young. My dad took off to some young girl and left my mom and my brother and myself, and she had to raise us all by herself. She had a tough life, and she shortly after that died.
She'll spell over that.
Died a little while after he left us. But speaking of my brother, I think it's time I go meet him.
I like that way.
She has such the worst delivery of anybody I've ever seen on film. Oh, that is so
painful.
It was like run on. She would just run into the next line, and it was just sad.
I really felt bad. Much everybody in this movie had the worst delivery, I think.
No way, that black dude rocks.
Yeah. I follow him to any show. His montage and is about his dad.
Yeah, man, that's fucking.
I almost fast forwarded that.
No,
shit.
You fucking suck. You're at crazy. Watching movies.
I have it. I have the whole thing. You so we will get suck to it. At it. We will get
you don't
to
know
it.
What you're doing.
I loved it as well, and I knew that
he's too
we
big
had
of
have it.
Fact, being this.
So
podcast
that,
anymore.
After this a real heart wrenching story about somebody like her mom dying and her father dying and her brother being somebody she doesn't really like but pays for all of her schooling and house and stuff. But he's also very jealous, by the way. So she goes to meet the brother, and directly when he shows up, she says, "This is my friend from school," and he's like, "Friend?" And he just punches him in the face. And just knocks him straight to the floor. And then all of the dragon sound shows up to back him up. And they're like,
"Where did they
they're about
come
to brawl
from?"
They just, they had all, they're all in school together.
They just hang out in the convertible on the parking lot. Yeah. Waiting for him to get out of school every day.
And so after Dragon Soul shows up, there's like this huge brawl about to happen. And we get to listen.
Just say a different word with dragon every time you say their band name.
Dragon? Sound? Soul? I always fuck it up.
Just do it. Do it every single time. Change it.
Dragon asshole. They show up and we get to hear from the Asian orphan who is the leader of the pack and
Mark.
Kind of their. Yeah, he's kind of their. What's the word?
Sensei.
So he shows up to stop the confrontation that's happening now, and we get this.
Are these bums your friends? There's just some misunderstanding. You don't understand. I'm her brother. When I tell you to leave her alone, leave her alone. Whatever you say. Just remember what I said if you don't want to get hurt.
You don't scare me at all.
Jane, I want to talk to you later.
At all.
Fine.
At all.
Yeah, I'm okay, but if Jane wasn't there, I'd have kicked his ass.
That second one's what killed me. It's like, at all. It's like they just redubbed what he had already said back in.
It's like Earl.
It's really weird. I love that a lot. And so back
in
the night.
He's the most sour faced bastard I've ever seen in my life.
He has a really good actor.
He's a mush. He's an ultra face.
Ultra face? That's like a good Persian. One. I like that one.
So they call Persians ultra faces.
Really?
That style of a cat, yeah.
Ultra face. I've never heard that before.
I know. I read up on Persians.
Really?
It's called ultra face.
You read up on Persians?
Flat faced.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard that. I'm going to have to look into that for
you
sure.
Do that.
I will. I'm Googling it right now.
You listen to that, Google.
So, what happens here? Then they after they take off, they go to the nightclub, right? Wait, hang on.
I don't remember. Is the old band going back to get...
Yeah, they go back to the nightclub, and...
I like all those ad-libbed fight scenes where they just kind of yell at each other. They'll just get mad at each other.
Oh, yeah, there's dude, obviously no line that for guy, that. Like... Okay, so this... There's... I kind of got confused here. So there's a separate group or separate group of thugs...
Yeah.
...that is also in a band of... A band that we never get to see perform that fight.
Yeah, they get mad at those guys for... taking their jobs, and there's like fucking 40 of them.
Yeah, and so there's, yeah, I don't know what kind of band they're in, but there's, it's a ska band,
obviously. I think it was an orchestra.
And there's like, and he gets super mad at the club owner, and they have this awesome brawl, dude. That whole scene cracked me up so bad. He's like, no, fuck your music. He's all like, fuck your music. And they just instantly just start kung fu fighting.
You're a son of a bitch. I fucking hate you. Yeah,
like, escalates so fast. You son of a
bitch.
It's so awesome. And so Jeff. Goes to the, we see him go to the bad guy ninja motorcycle drug dealings dojo, and they're all practicing their ninja skills and stuff, and the leader of the ninja is, for whatever reason, he keeps asking, he's like, so how's your sister? Like, it's really weird like that, like the room, it does feel like that, like the writing is so bad, but they were taking it seriously, and, yeah. he's like, oh, she's still hanging out with that nerdy guy.
There's no way they're not playing this straight.
Yeah, they totally were. Was
totally awesome,
oh, this man. Is totally serious. Mm-hmm. And
that's what makes it so great. It's
oh,
so
I know. I agree with you. And he's like worried about this guy's sister. And Jeff's like, yeah, I'll take care of it. And he's like, no, you have to handle the whole band. They got to go away. And he's like, what did this band do to them? And he's like, you have to control the area. And if Dragon Bagoon Brigade isn't there.
Dragon Sluts.
If they're not there, then they can control their area better, or something like that. So Dragon Sound is they're back on the stage again for a second night, and they're at the club, they're raising the roof, and that was the song where there's like that foreboding song where it's like, we're gonna fight the ninja, and it's like Taekwondo, and everybody's saying Taekwondo, like cheering together, it's like fight the ninjas, hurt the ninjas, stop the ninjas. I'm like, really? They don't even know the ninjas at this point of the movie.
They know there's some, though.
They haven't even ran into the ninjas yet.
If there's bikers, there's ninjas.
That's a good point. Bikers.
Then they know they're at a notorious biker bar.
A notorious biker ninja bar?
Ninjas.
And so when Dragon Sound leaves the club, they're all hyped about the performance. They're like, yeah, and they hop into their little chop shop. What's that called? Convertible, and they're cruising down the street, but somebody's like following them. You can see it's the other band members that are cruising around. They're pissed because they took their jobs, and they corner them in the middle of the street, right?
No, there's like four or five cars worth of dudes,
and they're doing it like old school style, like a video game, like, or the way that
a Street Fighter, the sideways like
warriors play. Yeah. Or something,
but busting out chains and stuff, exactly.
Broken bottles,
big long fucking tin poles,
and they're like
weak when they hit a wall.
King,
it's all clunk.
And they're taunting the members of the band, and they're trying to play it cool, and then they start pouring beer all over them, and then the Asian guy, he just can't take it anymore. Yeah, exactly. And just starts kicking his shit.
No more.
And this is the first time you really see exactly like how bad.
Was that the full band fighting?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. This is how bad you see the fight choreography is for the first time.
Yeah.
Like where everybody like takes breaks. Like they'll swing and then they'll stop like right before they hit.
Oh,
and then,
I know.
And then the dude will grab their arm and like flip them over or something. Or like there's like huge gaps, like a full second and a half gap between like swing, stop, grab, flip, or like punch. Or dude, everything is so
faster in person.
The chorus is terrible.
It is terrible.
But I enjoyed it even more for that, obviously, because it's a really bad movie.
Power Rangers has better fucking fight choreography than this.
You're probably right.
These movies for the fucking...
At least there's fight. A little bit of fluid.
Not looking for the Matrix, bruh.
Yeah, I don't get... Actually, the actual action is secondary to when these movies are as crappy as they are.
Yeah.
I like the old Kung Fu but still bad kung fu, where they actually just hit somebody if they didn't fucking get out of the way.
That's not how Dragon Slayer works.
Dragon Soul is not down like that. And not everyone in the band knows kung fu.
You know, Dragon Slayer is actually Slayer's first original name.
Damn.
That's who they were when they first started.
Makes sense. Based off the video game. The guy with the mullet and the mustache seems particularly weak during this fight. He keeps getting tossed around.
Yeah, no, he's never one of the focal points of the badasses of the group. He gets his ass kicked a lot.
It's because he's an artist, man.
He's the lead singer and lead guitarist.
He's always trying to get all the chicks, too. I mean, that makes sense. And they handle the mob. They kick everybody's ass, and they get back in the car, and they go back to the band house. And we have to hear this whole thing, that exactly what Gabe was talking about, and I recorded it. It's long, but it's worth playing.
Dude, this montage is fucking painful.
It's not even a montage. Funny. It's just a story about the orphans' lives.
Monologue, not montage.
Right. So I'm going to go ahead and play it and let's listen to the whole thing. No interruptions.
Hey guys, I'm taking a shower first.
Go for it, Jim.
Hey Jim, I got a letter for you.
A letter?
It's from Washington, D.C.
Hey, give it to me.
What's the story?
Give it to me.
Huh?
Give me the letter. What's the big secret? Give me the letter. Give me the damn letter now! Give me the letter.
Okay, you can have it.
Give me the letter now.
Get it, grab it.
Give me the letter!
Try again.
Now!
Jeez, you guys, what's going on
out
here?
What
are you trying to do? Wake up the neighbors?
Need to get some work done.
You would have had enough done for that street.
Right.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
I'm
serious.
What's going on here?
You guys trying to wake up the neighbors or
what?
Calm down.
Have you seen a faction for one night?
Talk about effort again.
You guys fighting or what?
What happened? This
letter. What letter?
John, what happened?
That's a whole lot.
I don't know. He won't tell me.
Huh? You guys trying to wake up the neighbors? What happened?
Jim, what is this letter?
Tell us, go ahead.
I love it.
Why don't you explain to us?
Come on, we're your best friends.
Sorry, is hiding from this from you guys.
Oh, man.
This looks like your brother. I didn't know you had a brother.
It's my father.
What?
How did you not know he had a brother?
Your father?
Yes, it is.
Are you sure?
I didn't know you had a father. I thought we are all orphans.
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 He sounds like the Elephant Man. What I imagine
is orphans. We are orphans.
My mother was Korean. And my father was black American.
Black American.
She gave me the picture and she was real sick.
You're a muddy little bastard. What are you? I'm black American. Who says that?
Nobody says that.
They were real loyal. They were real happy. But then when he finished military duty, he left. And we never saw him again. She told me to find him. But I didn't like him because he left us. But I knew one day when I grew up, I'd find him. Whether he was dead or alive.
Wait.
I sent a couple letters to the police department. Nothing happened.
Some of the worst shit written in all seriousness I've ever heard in my
fucking life. It is horrific.
That guy looked like he was really crying, too. He really felt something.
Here's what's weird to me, is so if they're all orphans, and... Okay, so... My immediate thought process...
He's an orphan by his mom dying and his dad ditching him.
Right. So
he's the kind of half-orphan. I think full orphan is getting your
orphan
shit ditched on a doorstep.
Right. But they're an orphan group. There's a group of orphans that have banded together. So my immediate thought process is that they grew up together from young children.
Thinking the fucking Asian dude has been molesting them since the early age. And that's all they know.
He's
and
obviously
he taught
quite
them
a
to
few
be
years
into a band.
Them,
yeah.
Like at least
he got
them
a band and close-knit group that wrestles with each other all the time.
Wrestling their jimmies.
Okay. He just dominates them all.
He goes black belt on their brown eye.
Well,
God damn it. I'm gonna break some wood up in this shit.
That was maybe the greatest line you've ever said in this podcast.
That was a good one.
That's it.
So, I'm glad we listened to the whole thing because it is worth it.
It is.
There's a lot of troubling things to glean from that. Black American is a little bit weird.
My mother's Korean. Yeah. My father, yeah, black American.
So why his mother was Korean? So is that like that made me think like were they trying to tie him into being like good at kung fu because he had an Asian background and that's how they all know each other? I don't know. It's fucking bizarre. Because he wasn't even good at kung fu. Like, he didn't kung fu at all through the whole movie.
I'm assuming because his dad did. Is so he unsmooth that he had to go knock boots with Korean bitches. Because American ones thought he was weak as fuck.
Yeah, and then we get this weird montage. Now we have a montage where they go all hang out at the beach and they're just having fun on the beach.
Okay, what I don't get
and
is...
they repeat fucking Friends song. But this you know what's even more disturbing
is the whole thing. They're just checking out bitches and their tits and ass. And in the middle, there's like a fucking 12-year-old.
Oh, yeah.
Why are you panning on her ass for?
She's a little kid. Yeah. You're like, what is
why are they staring at that? All they're staring at is naked bitches and then these kids.
Yeah.
See, that's why that fucking Asian dude is already doctoring them to take little ones in.
Treating them right.
Yep.
So then we go back to the dojo and the crew.
Did he direct this? Because I know he was the casting director and like... main producer.
Which one? He didn't direct it. YK Kim.
That's his name.
Yeah, you're right. He did direct it, huh?
Yeah.
So he was just trying to make a star out of himself in this movie? That's funny.
Gross.
It's like his little vanity thing.
He should have done Snuff. That would have been better.
So we go to another dojo. It's a different one. So this dojo that they go to is Jeff's dojo. And the band members, they show up there. And they're all bandaged up after getting their ass kicked by a dragon hole. And they're like, look, and this line fucking killed me. So he's like, I have to talk to Jeff, the owner of the dojo, and Jeff comes out in his fatigues or whatever. And it's like all these like redneck fucking kung fu guys just there.
Goobs.
It's like super fucking redneck like kung fu dojo. It's like, what is going on here?
It's just a bunch of fat. They're like 50% of them tweakers. Are just fat motherfuckers.
Yeah. They look like old Budweiser drinking tweakers from the hills.
You could play that classic. What's the Asian guitar? The one that the
sitar,
the sitar, or something like that. No, I think that's
fucking crap. They lay down and play.
Yeah. You play the yeah, exactly. But you can play the clink, 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 clink. If they would have done that, I would appreciate it.
A banjo? You want the banjo solo? Is that what you wanted?
No, I wanted the Asian-themed redneck butthole raping.
Yeah, you got to play it not through a fucking banjo, but play it through the fucking Asian lap.
You got me. You got me what I was saying.
That'd be fucking funny. Ching, 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 ching.
That would be it. He explains that he has to get rid of Dragonhole because they took his job, and he needs to make money. So he says, "How can I help you? If you get rid of Dragonhole, this band tells Jeff, if you get rid of Dragonhole, I'll side with you."
He doesn't even want money anymore to play. Everybody, he just doesn't want Dragon Hole playing.
Kills me, dude.
So you're now just going to play for nothing and give all your money to these assholes because
you just
want to play this
shit. You just love rock and roll more than you love dragon spunk.
Yeah, he says, basically, if you get rid of them, I will side with you and I will play the club and give you all of my money.
I'll be your slave mostly.
He literally says, I'll give you all my money. And it was like, I don't know what this guy's benefiting out of this, but whatever. Rocking. So then we go back to Florida State University and we watch the band do a bunch of taekwondo. They have that taekwondo thing. And that's that weird scene where like the sensei is like teaching them.
Schooling his fucking proteges, but like. They aren't even attacking him at all.
Yeah.
Like, they just hold their arms out with a knife in it, and he, like, punches them in the face the whole time.
It's one of the worst kung fu montages I've ever seen in my entire life, dude. It's
so fucking bad.
I was cracking up.
Isn't there some good music going on?
It's really long, too. Yeah, there was awesome music going on. And it's really long. And then the one scene where, like, he has him on the ground, and like you said earlier, he basically uses his toes
to pinch his toe knuckles
to pinch his nose, and then drags him up by his
stinky old sweaty foot. And he does that during the live shows too.
Yeah. And he does it to the black dude during the live show. Yeah. The black dude just like sits there giggling the whole time.
Knuckle fucked
fuck
the black
shit,
kid.
Dude. I'd punch that dude straight in the balls if he did that to me.
So, his balls would break your hand.
So after that, we get this.
So Mark, how do you feel about putting some board breaking into the act?
Sure, why not?
We could write another Taekwondo song, and after Tom does one of his guitar solos, we could all break boards. Jack could do a drum solo.
Oh, shit,
Jack?
Yeah.
Love to help you write that song, John, but there's no way I'm going to break any boards in that club.
I love to... That song, John, no way I'm doing it. And he's passive. He's so passive.
Yeah.
He's afraid that to breaking
he's
the boards
ultra
he's going
Buddhist.
To... Yeah. Well, no, he's afraid of getting his ass kicked. That's really what it comes down to. Then they get a new idea for the band.
Then they need to go on a spectral journey. Like
a rectal journey.
Spectral.
Didn't they talk about how they want to? He wants to go on like a huge world tour.
Yeah,
And only, just go to like all the countries that they're originally from, and play there and teach their message of peace and nonviolence.
While it's fucking showing you how to kill people with their toes.
Well,
yeah,
but
while
if you have to,
your
you
toes
kill them by
young children's
nogging
noses.
Their nose with your knuckles.
So then they go. Isn't there a weird scene where we had seen them earlier at this restaurant, and these thugs show up at the restaurant?
Oh, yeah, there's like the one, another guy who's not even involved in their group at all, but like he's some other Asian guy that runs a restaurant.
Yeah.
And a bunch of drunk hillbillies of mixed race.
Or,
yeah, of mixed race are there giving him shit.
And they refuse to pay after eating and giving so much shit, and he starts kung-fuing the fuck out of all of them. And
Taekwondo-ing
them the fuck out. What
do not drag that? Kung Fu's name through the muck for this piece of shit.
And I have a note here that says he nose fucks the black guy on stage. What?
Yeah, he does the knuckle fuck.
Oh, yeah, that's later. That's later.
His toe knuckle. All
right. Remember? So Jeff says that's the
dude,
worst move ever.
He's giggling so hard the whole time. I would be fucking
see,
pissed.
See, here's the weird thing, though. Is that,
he's trying to lick his bottom of his foot probably. Like,
with
the
nose maneuver, if you're grabbing their nose, then they can't even smell your foot. So you're kind of like ruining the second
effect
of the... You could
feel that slime on your face, though.
Yeah,
sweaty,
true.
Gooey, slimy,
clammy foot.
Did you imagine gross. Jesse Cox trying to utilize that move?
He'd kill you.
So then we get Jeff saying that he wants to meet downtown at the railroad tracks, and
that's never good.
And they're to the orphans, and they have no choice but to meet up with him. Apparently, that's what they say. We have no choice. And Jane and Jeff are in a dirty bathroom and talk about Dragon Hole, and what's that weird dialogue they were having there? Jeff wins Actor of the Year for this. I can't remember what it was. And she's pissed off at her brother. You don't remember that?
Yeah, when they're in his office.
Yeah, dude, it's so ridiculous.
He's pretty much telling her she can't be with him, and he forbids it. And she's all, "You're mean."
Very, very Scarface.
That's so ridiculous.
You're mean. I don't have to like it. Oh, no, you don't have to like it. Get the hell out of my office. Oh, wait, you're not going to like it? Why am I doing this?
Should I like this? No, you can't like this. Stop liking things.
I'm glad you don't like this.
Yes. The drug dealers, they're saying that the dragon songs or song or dragon hole, all those dudes are dead meat and for what they did to him or whatever. And they show up to... at the drop. Oh wait, that's there. That's right.
What?
I don't remember what happened. I don't remember. I can't remember what happens here.
Then what if we
get it gets really fucked up because everything it doesn't the story doesn't flow at all, so it's really hard to keep a fucking idea of where.
No, they meet at the harbor, right?
No, where's the whole fight scene in the fucking weird train yard?
Yeah, there's a train yard.
Yeah, that's what it was. Just three train yard. That's right. That's when they show up and they go to fight, and then
is this before the biker rally?
Yeah.
It's before the biker rally.
Yeah. They start kicking the fuck out of everybody, but then the cops show up.
Yeah, remember they bail. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and yeah, they have an epic fight there, and then everybody just bounces, and the cops show up, and there's absolutely no.
I like that. Do you remember that one hit guy that fucking did all the skittering in the dirt hills? Yeah.
That guy was awesome.
That hillbilly fighter. Huh. He does all that fucking weird dance.
Is he the big?
The little long, greasy Kid Rock looking one.
Yeah. Oh yes, dude! And he like hides in the bush until the other guy gets his ass kicked. He's like, "No, come at scuttle. Me, bro! Come at me, bro! Give me a shot! Give me a shot!"
And then he skitters in
his stomach,
and then he's all like a fucking crab. Dude, it was creepy.
What the fuck was that? He shows up later in the movie when they're back at the dojo, and he's like still got that same fucking belly shirt, and he's got like a belly shirt, a fucking like a denim floppy captain hat, and like long but curled at the bottom hair.
It was Kid Rock, man. I swear.
Dude, I don't know what the fuck that dude was.
Really, that guy was awesome though. He was,
and with all his little he was dancing tweaker moves he was doing.
Yeah.
He learned that from the streets.
You have to. You can't. Or
dude, you learn that from that anywhere, watching fucking.
Except for being brain dead hick.
From watching the bad guys, right? And fucking Charlie or fucking
what? Old,
like action movies. He's like, I like the bad guys. They got all this
Death
moves.
Wish or some shit.
Yeah, Death Wish shit.
So what happens next? Like they go to Dragon Sound is.
Dragon Town.
Yes, that's the best name you've come up with them for yet.
Wait, there's a really weird montage that happens that makes no sense, and then they're like mildly famous on their college campus, and everybody's like, "Yeah, it's Dragon Town. They're awesome," and everybody's like super stoked on them. And then they show up at this pizza place, and the mullet mustache guy is like, "I'll be in there in a minute, guys." And everybody goes in to get to eat, and he gets jumped. By the Jeff's boys. They show up and they grab him, they kick his ass, they put him in the back of a trunk, and then what happens after that? The rednecks get down. That's all I wrote. They're dancing like bosses.
It happened.
And so then Mustache Mullet is he's tied to some like shipping yard, like they have him like kind of like held up like in a.
He's like on scaffolding.
Yeah,
he's
got Alfonso, I think.
Is that Alfonso in real life or IRL?
Alfonso.
It's a good name. And they're just fucking this guy nonstop, and
they're fucking him nonstop.
No, they're not. They're fucking with him. They're going to fuck him soon.
It's a mutual fucking.
And
he's pushing back.
They're fucking with him, not
he's
at
humping
him.
Back. I feel it.
The vibrations. He's just moving his ass a little bit more he's towards grinding. The dick.
Deeper.
So, after Dragon Soul shows up, they say that they have to have a plan, and they're like, "We gotta have a plan to do this." And they have like absolutely no plan. It's just, I guess we just
you know
have to
what
kick
the
everybody's
plan
ass,
is?
Like sneaking around. And,
you
like,
know, the good. They're all okay. We have to go fight to get our fucking kidnapped brother back. I'm going to wear my mesh half shirt to this fucking super fight.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I'm like, why the fuck would you wear that? Of anything.
This is 1987, retard. Duh.
No way. There's no reason to wear that shit. I'm going to wear my Adidas hoodie, and we're going to go fight.
It's more flexibility, so he can get
his might as well just go in with no shirt. What's
yeah,
the
you're
point
right.
of a half shirt?
I don't know, man. I have no idea, buddy.
So
but they beat the fuck out of everybody anyways. The black orphan guy is the worst at Kung Fu ever. He keeps getting his ass
kicked. He slowed down the ninjas by letting them throw him around for a while.
Yeah, and then Jeff gets he's knocking everybody the fuck out, and Jeff is cornered, and his Kung Fu skills do not back him up, and he gets knocked off the building and falls to his death.
I don't think he even fucking did anything. He just backed
did he fall off?
He just fell off. They wasn't even swinging on him.
I thought I saw a kick.
No. They were going tink, tink, and he had that thing, and he was throwing it, and then he had the fucking pole, and then he's all,
he just
and just fell backwards.
Yeah, you're
he
right.
He didn't do anything. She just stood there and looked at him, and then he fell over.
You're right, you're right. Oh, so man. then that scene just ends. I mean, yeah, the guy's dead. Sound. And
Jeff's then, dead, man. Jeff's dead. He ain't coming back.
Exactly. So back at the ninja house, the news is given, and we get this little sound bite.
Boss, we got a big problem now. Jeff Scanton's all here now.
I'm sorry, boss, but your brother Jeff is dead. He was killed by Dragon Sound.
Now, there's a new level of complexity. They were brothers? What?
I think they're brothers as in...
Kung Fu brothers? Brothers. Yeah, right.
They're pretty much dojo bros.
If we want to say that that's the case, then that's fair enough.
I'm sure it is.
Okay, because they
went back a ways and they fucking were mutually exclusive with each other.
Then we get this weird...
Love brother.
Really? You think in the hole?
Yeah.
Montage. We get this weird montage of the escaping them not escaping the ninjas in Miami or whatever. And back at the Dragon Sound House, this black dude, the black orphan buddy, he gets an inspiring letter. And this is in the next morning.
I like how he cruises out to the lawn.
Absolutely. With his fucking
pants unbuttoned. Half unzipped.
Wait, talk about the biker Riley.
Yeah, I think we did.
Nope.
Yeah, well, screw it. Asian.
Father! My father! I found my father! Oh my god!
Do you have $50? Is it we buy you a new suit? $200?
Tomorrow evening! Hey, Jim! Father, you got it! How much money you left in the bank?
I have about 200.
200 altogether? I have $50 left.
I get about 60.
Okay, what's your best suit store? Well,
yeah. He's like, wait, I paid $200 on this shit? How did that happen? Why do I have to pay $200 for this fool to meet his dad?
I don't understand. Why they all decide that he has to have a fucking suit so bad?
Dude, because I bet his dad would turn around and run if he saw his boy just waltz
they're
up
talking,
in his usual
they're
clothes.
Talking about, they're talking like, about spending their life savings on this guy's fucking... You have... I have $60 in the bank! I buy you a suit! Are you fucking kidding me? Dude, just go meet your dad. The guy was a piece of shit anyways. He left. Just go meet him in fucking shorts and a t-shirt.
Dude, I'm sure you'll both be very, very...
We totally missed the biker rally though. That's where like White Ninja and fucking Jeff hung out, and like all the fucking sweet titties were everywhere.
Oh yeah,
and the fucking asses being shown off. How did we fucking skip that?
I don't know. I skipped past it because it was
best part of the movie with the fucking dude. There was some special.
It was like they're hanging out at a fair.
There's all special sets of titties there.
And that weird fucking
danglers
biker. Fucking Chinese dude.
Do that one set? Like, how
was he Hawaiian?
A foot and a half of fucking space between the boobs? That was amazing.
Those bikers are partying. Yeah. They were passing that bitch around.
Dude, there was a bunch
of. She was on his arm for a minute, too. Whatever that dude's name was, Sonny?
I don't remember what that dude's name was.
That's with the aviators.
Dude, I was all over that scene. I watched that scene like three or four times. It was fucking great.
It would have been way better with that dude in it.
So they,
Hawaiian
they, biker. The orphans then head off.
I think we just found out that Ryan's queer over here.
I don't really remember what happened there at all, to be honest.
They just hung out and like
they got drunk and hung out, bro.
Well, then it wasn't worth talking about.
But the titties, bro. The titties.
The 80s action titties.
Totally 90s silicone. Oh, that's right. They go off to meet his dad, and I imagine his suit has his zipper unbuttoned, and like,
dude, isn't this his? Isn't so his dad just him?
No,
dude,
it's not.
I think his
another guy.
Dad
it's weird.
Is like 8 years younger than him.
Yeah.
He's super young, and they just put like fucking a mustache and gray hair on him.
But little did they know that the motorcycle
like
riding
and Kale trying to be old men
ninjas. They're coming with them.
With Harleys. Not with... It would have been way cooler if the ninjas all rode ninjas, but they all rode like Harleys.
Yep.
Yeah, well, that in that day and age, the Harley was what made you a badass. so they didn't have like really.
Well, ninjas would have made you a badass too.
Those were, like, it was like early '90s though that those kind of crotch rockets came into play. But anyways, so
hate those things.
I'm sure they're probably fun to ride, but
probably. But I just hate
the way weird.
They just like, look terrible.
I would rather just kick back because I'm fucking lazy. Yeah, you know?
I want to hog it up. I want to make some old lady shit.
I was impressed with that one guy who was like took that fucking like cruiser fucking bike and did like fucking wheelie for a while on it. I was all, that looks kind of hard on that kind of bike.
Did you ever see that fucking Cops episode and that biker fucking just rips it on a huge, huge wheelie on his Harley all the way down the street? Well, that's fucking the baddest thing I've ever seen. Some old Hell's Angel just,
wow. That's rad.
On a fucking completely chopped hog. Well, that's so rad. That's like 900 pounds of fucking wheelie.
I haven't seen that. I will look, though. Can you send me the YouTube link, good sir?
No.
Oh, okay. So what happens next in this movie? Oh, that's right. They end up in the woods for some reason.
Yeah, well, they're on their way to see Pops, black dude's Pops.
Oh, that's right. They get stopped.
They get stopped. Wait,
before that, we have fucking the odd fucking part between the boyfriend and girlfriend. Oh, yeah, I killed your brother.
Oh, yeah.
That was kind of weird, so I didn't talk to you for a day.
And then they get over it and they start making out.
That's what happened. He's all sorry. Sorry, yeah. I had to kill your brother.
She's all, I know, I feel really strange about it, but
it's okay.
I love you.
Yeah. That line's awesome.
He's gone. There's no fucking buddy looking for a murderer or nothing.
Fuck Jeff. Jeff's jerk.
I thought no one ever wondered what happens to all these dead people. There's like, they kill like 20 people in this movie.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter. No one cares. Doesn't matter.
It's Florida. It's in
Florida, yeah, bro. Don't you know? Haven't you ever seen
Dexter?
Put him in the ocean
for somebody.
That's kind of why I got over Dexter, to be honest. It's like, come on, this has to stop. This is ridiculous, man. He can't keep getting away with this shit. Someone's gotta give. That's why I stopped.
You took that show seriously at any point?
Well, not seriously in real life, maybe. But like, it was a good show. I mean, what are you talking about? No, I don't take any show as in real life.
I mean,
but
no,
it just got too far. It got too far fetched. That's all I was saying.
Okay, that's kind of where I'm getting with SOA type shit.
Well, yeah, that shit. It's still way fun to watch.
It's still fun to watch.
Sons of Anarchy is so fucking far fetched. I got over that show when they went to fucking Ireland. I'm like, give me a fucking break. That shit's fucking retarded. Anyways, so Jim gets stabbed. Okay, so they have to.
I wanted the brother and sister to nail each other.
Yeah,
I was like, man, this would have been sweet.
what the fuck was her name? Even?
Would have gave me a Megan or something. Soft on,
Maggie.
What is going on in this goddamn movie right now?
They're getting attacked by the fucking. Getting attacked by the ninjas in the woods.
Oh yeah, that's right. And
worst ninjas,
dude. This fight all basically takes place in like. Bear Creek.
Yeah.
It's like one creek and they're just like jumping in and out of it.
Public park for you.
Non-stop. Yeah.
And yeah, they're just taking different angles of like the creek and the creek bed and like every fight happens there and then like every time somebody gets hurt, somebody drags them through the nasty fucking creek water when they weren't even in it to start with and like gets all that shit all up in their wound. Just in case they weren't gonna die from fucking...
No, dude, you're totally right. And but then Jim gets stabbed. The black orphan gets stabbed, and he's like dying.
Right through a suit.
Dude, ironic his fucking design. Epic death knell. Did you get it? His fucking he screams for like fucking 25 seconds straight before Mark gets there. He's just all.
I just sat there and shook my head, thought about that $310 they just spent for that suit.
Yeah, dude, shit's fucking sliced right across,
right off his tie. I was like, that's so awesome.
Yeah, pretty much. And so John, the Asian orphan, he freaks out and just starts owning everybody. He's killing everybody.
Well, the Asian guy is killing everybody, but dude. Fucking tall white guy.
Yeah,
he goes full postal style
on that shit.
Like he gets sliced on the back and he does this fucking death growl and he's just all and fucking just the goes
unassuming
straight
guy
rage.
That's the creepy part is he looks all normal.
And just, except for the fact he was like 6 foot 12.
Yeah, and just a psychotic. He's probably has sexual offenses.
Ninja Slayer.
He chops off the
offenders list.
He chops off that one guy's head, right?
Uh huh. No. He chops off an arm. That's as far as he gets. The ninja sensei chops off
his own guy's head after he's losing the battle.
Everybody's dead.
Yeah, and then
he likes that.
Then that guy gets owned though, right? Too.
And then he laughs. Stupid. He's like, all of my ninjas are dead. I killed the last one. These guys are chumps. I didn't even want them anyways.
With no one now.
Yeah, and then we get that huge fight scene at the end with the white ninja and the Asian guy, and he does this weird takedown.
Punches him in the face.
Yeah, and his head. He does this head roll thing where he rolls his head into him. I can't remember what it was. I watched it late last night. So Jim is dying in the car, and after they kill him.
Convertible, bro.
Yeah, and they take him to the hospital, and the dad's there somehow. And
how do you explain the fucking massive sword wound at the hospital? So where were the other people you were fighting?
He was mowing a lawn and fell into the lawnmower.
Exactly. It's good. And so the dad's there. Everybody's happy. And we get the line at the very end. We get this, before the credits roll, we get this line that just shows to the audience. Only through the elimination of violence can we achieve world peace. That's it.
This movie was a PSA.
That's how it...
Plot twist directed by M. Night Shyamalan and Ding Dong.
Shyamalan and Ding Dong. Well, he might as well have. That's how good his shit is lately.
Dude. But that was After Earth for Life.
That was a pretty good movie, though. I did like it.
I also saw some weird fucking action like that, though.
Yeah, I do, too. I mean...
I like weird... Hard Ticket to Hawaii. That shit was fucking awesome. This one was hard to watch.
It was the same thing.
No, it wasn't.
It was very close to the same thing, Jason.
All of them were the same.
Hard Ticket, I loved Hard Ticket.
Well, Hard Ticket was a little bit more ridiculous.
Had a better prediction value. Yeah.
You have, like, razor blades on a frisbee. That's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, that shit wasn't taking itself completely serious to begin with.
I think it was. Hard Ticket was trying to take itself seriously completely.
It had a better vibe to me.
I mean,
it is cleaner.
So you think that movie's like, what was that movie with, what's his name, the wrestler? Thunder something, where he has the boat. He had a TV show and then it became a movie. Hulk Hogan.
Thunder Boat.
Thunder Island or Thunder, some shit like that.
Never seen
it. Return to Thunder Island. Thunder in Paradise. I mean, so you watch that movie, they totally took that shit seriously. Like, maybe somebody somewhere was like, this is a fucking joke. But there's a lot of people on that set that were like, we're trying to make a legitimate action film here. In my opinion. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Anyhow, this is Cinema Dumpster, episode 32. You can email us at...
What's the one with Zeus and Hogan?
CinemaDumpster@gmail.com.
That was awesome.
Dude,
it's great.
Next week, we will... It's undetermined. I don't know. Is it my pick?
Mine.
It's Jason's pick next week, so
this way around the table.
We'll figure it out. Oh, that's right.
You're just off because you made the left now and then. Now he's all throwing around.
All right. Have a good night, folks.